Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. You ready? Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. How you guys doing? Champ Rush here. Truly is an honor. Man. Hey, how you guys doing? This is Chance Rush. How you guys doing? December 6th, 2015, I want to give a very special shout out to my basketball team, the Beast. We are a 7th grade basketball team. Really interesting story. Picked up a foster son about 2 months ago, and tried to get him on a basketball team. By the time he got here to the house, it was too late to put him on a squad, and the Union Athletic Association was gracious enough to take a bunch of the young men and try to place them on teams. Had coaches that didn't want anybody because it would mess up their chemistry. And so they all came together. And I'll be honest with you, they were 3 chubby kids. And we went out to a practice. I took my foster son to practice. And they had no coach. They had a woman that was in charge who was just asking me to, help out with the team. And if I could coach, it would be great. So been one practice with them, seen the drive, and see how passionate they were. So I signed up to be the coach, and seven games into it, we are 5-2. We played a very tough basketball team yesterday. We came up short 24-21. When I got there, I showed up late. Wasn't feeling too well yesterday morning. Showed up late. We were down 9-0. No coach, no subs, anybody on the bench. Our boys just went out there and got to work. They fought all the way back, and I made a poor decision on having them hold the ball, go for the last second shot, and we got the ball into the hands of one of our players who doesn't normally pass the ball, and turned it over. They went down. They hit a layup. End up losing 24-21. So I want to give a big shout out to them. I have to brag about them. I'm biased. Also, a big shout out to the Oklahoma City Thunder, home tonight against the Kings. I hope they're doing well. And last but not least, I have to brag about the 4th ranked team in the country, the Oklahoma Sooners are going to be playing in the playoffs, the college football playoffs. First of all, for all my Sooner fans, let's be grateful. Let's be thankful that we have the opportunity to play on New Year's Eve to advance to the national championship game. I know a lot of you are messaging me or, talking to each other on Facebook about we got robbed because we have to play. We don't get to play Alabama. We don't get to play in the Cotton Bowl. End of the day, we're in the playoffs. If you're not a Sooner fan, you're not playing in the playoffs unless you're Alabama, Michigan State, or if you're a Clemson fan. Which goes to say, I want us to be in the playoffs against Clemson. The way that they slapped us in the face last year, 40-6, embarrassed us. I'm glad we're playing against Clemson. And every Sooner fan out there, you should be happy that you're going to be playing against Clemson for a revenge game. All right, so who cares if we don't get to go to Dallas in the Cotton Bowl and play against Alabama or play against Michigan State? Bottom line is we're going to have to play 2 of the 3 other teams anyway. So line them up. I think that we're going to win the whole thing. I believe that we're going to win the whole thing. I'm not being cocky. We have a great ball club. We have a great, great football team. A great line, a great secondary right now. We have a quadruple threat in Baker Mayfield and P. Ryan, and also in Joe Mixon. If our running game gets plugged up a little bit, we'll just throw some slant passes to Sterling Shepard. So there's no need for any of us to be upset about our seeding. Just be glad that we're in the playoffs and we have an opportunity to go win our eighth national championship. And saying that, best of luck to Sooner Nation. Best of luck to Oklahoma State. They're going to go on to the Sugar Bowl to play against Ole Miss down there in New Orleans. So good luck to you guys. I hope you guys win. Hope you guys do our state justice, as well as the Tulsa Golden Hurricanes. I don't know if they're going to a bowl game or not. They don't really pay too much attention, but just very grateful for the opportunity to see my team continue to play all the way up to January the 11th, the potential to do that. So last week, real quick, I want to kind of recap what we talked about last week, is how we balance Indian country, all the different areas, from spirituality to economically, socially, the way we market ourselves, different things like that. Tonight, we're going to talk about native to native, whether you want to look at this as a good thing, whether you want to look at this as a bad thing, how important it is that we really address this issue. We need to discuss the way that we treat each other in our tribal communities. Some of it's encouraging, a lot of it is discouraging. If you're listening in and you're not American Indian, Alaska Native, if you're not, or if you think you may be Indian, think your great 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 grandma was a princess or something like that. Thank you for tuning in. I really do appreciate that. There's a lot that we can discuss tonight. I want to give you the opportunity to call in. You call in at 929-477-1651. Again, that's 929-477-1651. If you are the third caller, I am going to send you a t-shirt of your choice. If you go on to Chantrish.com, you look on the product page, pick out a shirt there, and I will mail it to you if you are the third caller tonight. Sorry I didn't get to take some of the callers this week. Kind of got into the message, and I failed to do that. So make sure you call in. Native to native. What I do want to say is, first of all, how grateful I am to be American Indian, how grateful I am to be serving my tribal communities the way that I do. I know that, I could have done anything else or whatever it may be, but I'm very grateful that I can be an advocate, that I can stand up for Indian rights, that I can stand up for my traditional and tribal. Some of the ways I stand up necessarily ain't even vocal. Some of the ways that I stand up is by continuing to live an alcohol and drug-free life, by continuing to put God first in everything that I do, continue to educate others on who we are and a lot of our ways. It was pretty cool this past week. I had the opportunity to be a substitute over at Cedar Ridge Elementary with our special ed kids. I just want to give a big shout out to them over there. And I remember one of the teachers was asking me kind of about some of the tribal things that are going on, with the oil boom and whatnot. But I'm just really grateful that I had the opportunity to share a little bit about, what's going on modernly, economically, with the oil boom, as well as someone asked me about the Crow tribe. I talked about how we're related to them. We're the exact same people. We grew the corn. They grew the tobacco. So I thought that was kind of cool how I was able to have a discussion like that. But anyway, I want to get into our program tonight, and I do want you to call in, and I do want to talk about some of the real issues that are going on in our tribal communities. First and foremost, I'm so grateful that, we're still here, we're still resilient, we still have the opportunity to do a lot of really wonderful things out there in Indian country. But at the same time, we really have to address it. We really have to put ourselves in the right position. Native to native is so important. You know what? Native to native is also the same avenue as black on black, black to black, Black Lives Matter. But also, more importantly, the human race. all of us have to come together, whether you're Caucasian, African American, Native American, Hispanic, Asian, whatever it may be, whatever nationality, we all have to work together. You know, it's so crazy that in this day and in this time, everybody's at fault, and the way that our leadership, and I'm not talking about our commander in chief, I'm talking about, you know, the individuals that think that they know best, they think they know how things are supposed to go and how things are supposed to go down, and we're supposed to not like, you know, Muslims, or we're not supposed to like Christians, or we're not supposed to, we can't pray in school, or we don't pray enough. I mean, you know, there's just a lot of blame going around in this world today of who's doing it right, who's doing it wrong, who can do it better, who really screwed things up. You know, and there's just so many things that are going on. And, you know, the only way that we could, you know, clean this mess up, it's not getting a new president in office. It's not, you know, kicking every nationality other than Americans out of this country. Because at the end of the day, you know, I have a great argument, being American Indian myself, I have a great argument. But you know what? This world is what it is. This country is what it is. I'm proud to be from this country. I'm proud to live in this country, and I'm proud to take care of my family in this country. In saying that, this country does not belong to, you know, God gave this world to humans. We're the ones that are acting up. We're the ones who are not treating it right, you know. And it trickles down into different avenues, whether it's trickled down into to the faith-based sector, whether it's trickling down into African-American communities, whether it's trickling down into politics, and it's also trickling down into our tribal community. And that is, we have to get back to prayer. Every single person, if we all just learn to pray and respect each other, this world will be not only good, but it will be great. But in the meantime, we can't sit there and point fingers at people. We can't sit here and, you know, judge other, you know, other people. There are monsters out there. There's monsters in Paris. There's monsters in Afghanistan. There's monsters, you know, in Russia. There's also monsters right here in America. There's monsters in Oklahoma. I mean monsters. I mean people that would commit these violent acts, but also people who are racist, who show discrimination every single day, people who think they're better than other people. You're a monster too, you know, if you have that mentality. We got to go back to prayer. I was trying to, you know, I pulled up at the pump the other day, and I think I had like an Obama shirt on or sticker, or conversation came up, and you know, one gentleman across the way from me, he said, "This is why ISIS is mad." And I said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Look at these gas prices." And I was thinking, man, $1.79 to fill up my tank, to take care of my kids, to take care of my family, so that I can drive to work or I could drive places without any stress. That's pretty amazing, because I remember a few years back, I was paying about $4 or $5 a gallon for gas, and I was stressing because I would put $20 in, hoping that it would get me through the day. So, I mean, there's just a lot of arguments that can go on out there, you know. Not blaming anybody for the gas prices being so high back then, you know, and I'm not necessarily, celebrating somebody because the gas prices are so low now. What I'm simply saying is, times change, things happen. What side are you going to be on? Are you going to be on that side that's always against something? Are you going to be on that side that wants to make a difference, that wants to be influential? You know, you're only on this earth for so long, and I know that a lot of you guys hear me say that all the time. You're only on this earth for so long. So choose your battle, you know, because at the end of the day, you all are going to meet your maker. Just so you know that, you are all going to meet your maker, if it's Creator, Grandfather, Allah, you know, Jesus Christ, you're all going to meet your maker. So be ready for that. And what's gonna go down is, you know, how good of a person were you? What type of difference did you make? You know, and so, you know, I'm building this whole thing up to talk about, you know, native to native this evening. You know, But I wanted to talk about the race, the big race that we're all running in. I wanted to talk about that, which brings me to native to native. If you're out there listening, whatever tribal community that you're in, go after it, man. Make things happen. If you're a young student there and you want to get off the res and you want to go into the city and you want to make a difference in the city, if that's your heart's desire, then get up, go make it happen, bring it home. However it is, however it goes down. I love our motto in this house. My baby girl, Izzy, she gave me this motto. She says, get up, go get it, and bring it home. And I believe that. Anything that you want alive, anything that you want to become alive, if you do it in a healthy and a positive way, get up, go get it, bring it home. Bottom line, you want great education in your tribal community? Then get up, go get it, come back, become a teacher. You want great leadership in your tribal community? Get up, go out there, get educated, come home, and do the people right. That's what all this whole that's what all this is about. It's not about being right, it's about being righteous. The righteous thing is so important because being right means you obey the law, you obey the land, you obey all of the commandments or whatever it may be. But righteous means in your heart. See, righteous is not just obeying the law, but also being a good person while you're obeying, being a good person while you're trying to give back to others. That's what's so important now today, and that's something I want all of us to think about the difference between right and righteous. So anyway, in our tribal communities, why is it we treat each other, not all of us, but some of us, why do we treat each other the way that we do? I remember a long time ago, Indian people always looked after each other, always took care of each other, always made sure that somebody had a ride. If someone was walking, we picked them up. When something went down, we prayed for them. When somebody needed something, we helped them. When someone made a mistake, we called them up, we encouraged them, but nowadays it seems like we always have something bad to say about somebody else. And I'm not knocking who our people are. I'm just telling the truth. If you work in tribal communities and you're not tribal, just know that you are us. You're part of us. But in saying that, we have to be better role models for Indian people. We have to be, on top of our game because there's not that many of us. So we have to be on top of our game. We gotta put down a lot of this the negativity that goes on, whether it comes to parenting, whether it becomes to the stigma of what we can't become, or whatever it may be. We have to commit to what Indianness is. We have to commit to what nativeness is. If we can commit to who our people are, we'll have a better understanding of how we should treat each other, how we should want to be around each other, how we should carry, and honor each other, look after each other. That's what it is. This whole world, we're blaming this and that. This is coming in and doing this and we're doing that. But you know what? Indian country, we have a whole ball game of our own. We really do. We have a whole ball game of our own. If we could come together, and it's crazy. It's not rocket science. It's not that we have to go get this special training to, be Indian again. I get hired to do a lot of staff development, and they come. They say, you need to come in and talk to our staff about, a customer service and attitude and motivation. And I'm thinking, I'm like, man, we're in our 30s, 40s, 50 years old. We're up in this age, our mid 20s on up. And you have directors wanting to bring someone in to motivate them, bringing people in to encourage them, bringing an outsider in to do something for their own tribal community. So my reply is not always like, oh yes, I can change, get the game. But what I say is, you know what? We just need to do a refresher. We already know half the stuff that's being taught to us. We already know half the stuff that, what it takes to have a better tribal community. It's good just to have a refresher. Bring someone in, make them Let them tell stories, make you laugh, make you feel good about things, and that's the thing that I love to do. I love to go to different tribal communities and just, do my refresher course. It's a real cool opportunity, man. I travel with Marcus Anthony Gwynn, MC1. He sets up the turntables. And, we do a day-long training. You guys would love it. You would have so much fun, and you won't even notice that you're missing work. You'll say, "Man, this is my job today. It's pretty cool." We already know this stuff, and so we don't always have to, think that it's going to be so hard to want to make a difference in your tribal community. That is on you. It's up to you. You can't sit there and change other people so that Indian country can be better. You got to continue to want to change yourself, be the example that other people can follow. See what I'm saying? So native to native is so important. We have to look after each other. We have to encourage each other. When you're having these altercations with your own people, go back and what we went through. And back then, to the 7th Cavalry, to all these boarding schools, it didn't matter what tribe we were. It didn't matter where we came from. All that mattered is that we are going to make these people civilized. We are going to erase their culture. We're going to erase their way. We're going to erase everything that has to do with being American Indian. Man, the way that we treat each other today, if we could really go back and visualize what our great grandparents went through. They would stick together back in the day, whether they were Hopi, Hadza, Kiowa, Creek, whatever it was. We used to always stand up for each other, because what was going on back then. We talk about the Holocaust. I'm not taking anything away from Germany, but man, we had our own Holocaust. American Indians, we had our own Holocaust. And if you want to see some of the history of it, I'd encourage you to go to that American Indian Museum out there in Washington, D.C. I walked into that Nations of Nations display, and I came out of there, my heart was broke, because I was thinking, man, tribal people, we had our own Holocaust. What's crazy is, through all of that, we still manipulate each other. We still find ways to say who's better and who's not better, who's worthy and who's not worthy. We still disenroll people. We still lie to people. I mean, we still have some of our leaders who aren't honest to people, And it's just the honest truth. I'm just talking honesty tonight. I'm not gonna, share with you stories of certain situations that are going on in certain tribal communities, But what I'm simply saying is that it's out there. It's going on. I know that we're fighting the mascot, and I know that, we're idling no more here and there, and taking over malls, and we're taking over, just whatever type of protest that we got going on. I think it's needed. I think it's important. I think it's right. I think it's just. But at the same time, I think there's way more important things, just as important things that we need to be going out there and doing. And that's getting educated. That is being alcohol and drug free. That is being spiritual again. I know a lot of times we think that, oh, Chance, you keep talking about it over and over and over again. But you know what? These are just basic things. Tonight, as we talk about native to native, these are just basic things. It's not, like evidence-based curriculum that we have to, go through to say, hey, you know what? I'm going to start treating my own people with dignity and respect. And not to say that we don't, because you know what? I'm blessed. Everyone that I encounter with, man, nothing but good to me. Every time I go, and when I run around here in Oklahoma, I got a lot of bros around here, got a lot of good friends around here, I got a lot of support around here. The interesting thing is, because I put myself in that situation to have those type of friends. See, it's not just about how people treat you, it's about how you treat others. It's about your outreach to others. It's about your availability to others. It's about your actions toward others. When I go up north, man, I get around my family like I was there just yesterday, And the reason is because I keep my relationship consistent. I keep my relationship honest with all my family, you know. And because of things like that, man, Creator, he gives me that opportunity to go out and to visit different communities, to share with different communities. So it is an absolute true blessing. I have so much fun, you know, when I'm out there. But I wasn't put in this position because I got lucky. I wasn't put in this position because I signed up for it. I had to create my own job 15 years ago to be an advocate for young people and for tribal communities across the United States. And I had to stay with it. But a lot of it was the way that I treated people. There's a lot of things that I did in my past that I'm not proud of, that I didn't treat people right. But over the years, there's a lot of things that I was able to save, a lot of good, strong, healthy relationships because of my treatment, because of the way that I started treating people. We've all been there. Nobody's perfect. We've all been there. You may be there right now. There may be something on your heart right now that is just bottled up and you're just so angry and you're just so frustrated. You know what? You can't change the situation, but you can change who you are, and you can apply something. You can apply your substance to the situation. If the situation doesn't work out, it wasn't meant for you. It wasn't meant to be. But if you can commit to who you are and what you stand for, that is what is important. I am proud of my culture. I am proud of where I come from, and I'm proud of what I stand up for. But I'm also very frustrated with how some of us treat each other because of a family name, because someone may be Arapaho, and someone may be Cheyenne, someone may be Shoshone, someone may be Hopi, someone may be Diné, you know, things like that. You know, that none of that should even matter. You want to know why? It's not just because we're the last ones left, but it's because that is a human being. We need to treat each other with more dignity and with more respect. I'm going to tell you something. Let's go back to the race. You don't see anybody asking people who moved over here from Europe. We're not sitting here asking all these individuals who may not be from Mexico or may not be, you know, from another religion to leave. We're not doing that in America. We're not telling people in Europe to go back. We're not telling people in Russia to go back. We're not telling people in South America or wherever to go back. We're telling immigrants, let's just be real, we're telling some Mexicans to go back. We're telling people who are Muslim to get out of here. That's what we're doing, you know? And one of the reasons is because this world is becoming diverse to a point that is scaring a lot of people. And I may take a lot of heat from it, and that's okay. I'm fine. You know, I pay $100 a month to be able to share my opinion, you know, on the internet. But let me tell you something. That's one of the biggest in America today, is that the human race is being overpopulated by people of color. If African American, Native American, Asian, Hispanic, if we could all get educated, and if we could all collaborate on things, and if we could all work together, more importantly, if we could all work with every nationality and stand up against any ignorant outlooks, whether it's racism, whether it's bigotry, if we can all stand up for each other, we will continue to grow to be a strong human race. And how we stand up is by getting educated, by being spiritual, by working with one another. That's how we can stand up, not fighting against each other, not you know, belittling each other. That's not going to work. You know, that's how the media, that's how this world wants it to work. There's always, people always want everyone to blame somebody or to blame each other. Blame, blame, blame. There's never, you know, let's just pray about it anymore. We don't do that. Someone's at fault. You know, I was thinking, you know, you open up the, I challenge you all. I mean, I want to encourage you all. Open up a magazine. Open up a magazine full of attorneys. How many minority attorneys do you see? Look at the law enforcement. Look at your law enforcement. What's the percentages? What's the percentage of people of color who are in the who are on the law in the law force? Politicians. What's the percentage of politicians who are diverse? See, that's what this whole illegal immigration, that's what this whole, you know, don't let Syria over here. Because this country knows that it's about to be taken over by people of color. My concern is terrorism. My concern is not being prepared to be influential in this country. Because I'll tell you now, a lot of the influence, a lot of the influence is not all positive. It's not all healthy. I will never discriminate someone because of the color of their skin, because of their belief, and because where they come from. But it's so crazy that even in our own tribal communities, we see discrimination toward other tribal people, where they come from, what they did. We have to work together because we're beautiful tribal people and we can continue to make a difference and we can continue to educate people who want to know, who want to learn about tribal people, about American Indians, about Native Americans, about Alaska Native, about Native youth. We have to educate them. So in order for us to educate them, we have to go out and be knowledgeable so that we can teach these. You know, some of these videos, this is how crazy it is. Some of these videos that you pull up on YouTube, Facebook, they have a lot of young people who are bullying teachers in the school. And they're laughing. They're mocking the teacher. They're being very disrespectful. And then we hear about an incident in Chicago or in Minneapolis or Ferguson, right here even in Tulsa, where a retired police officer shot and killed an African American man, and it made national news. People are people. Not all white people are bad. Not all Native people are, you know, are uneducated. Not all people from who practice, you know, who are Muslims are not all bad people. Not all, you know, African American young boys walking down the street, they're not out to rob somebody. People are people. Every race, every nationality has boneheads, has ignorant people. American Indians, I'm talking to us. We have some boneheads. Yes, we do. So when things happen like this, like all these shootings, you know, by police officers, or the way kids act in school, or how kids talk to their parents, people are people. It's how they've been raised. It's how they've been brought up. It's what they know. That's why they do it. So going back to my community, as long as we continue to enable our native children. That's the type of attitude they're going to grow up with. We continue to make up excuses and have reasons for a failure in our tribal community. They're going to teach your grandchildren to think like that. People are people, not racist. I'm not stereotyping anybody. We get all mad all the time because we talk about the unemployment rate in Indian country, the high FAS rate when it comes to our children, the high foster kid, the fostering, the Indian kids being adopted. We can't take care of our own kids. You know what? Some of it really happens. Some of it really does happen. Indian country isn't always nice to Indian country. We're not where we need to be as a tribe, as a nation of tribes. But boy, I tell you what, one minute someone calls their football team the Redskins, well, we're ready to go to battle. We need to focus on each other, encourage and empower each other, look after each other, make one another feel good about themselves, pray for one another. This isn't rocket science. This is something that you can do tonight. This is something after you listen to this little episode, you can just say a word of prayer. I want to make a difference. I want to be an influence. There may be twice as many. There is twice as many. There's way more people who aren't down with doing the right thing. They would rather be in the moment. They would rather be about the reputation than the character. But it's up to you if character is important. It's up to you if character is more important than your reputation. That's where we're at. Native to native. We have to lift one another up. We have to believe. We have to look out for each other. We can't say what we're not capable of doing unless we try. When you have people out there who are at the highest level in many different professions, attorneys, doctors, lawyers, judges. It was amazing. I had a friend, she told me the other day that, she's going to go be a judge in her community. And I think that's awesome. I think that's amazing. I think that she put herself in that position to go do that. What position are you going to put yourself in to make Indian country better? Hear me out. What type of position are you going to put yourself in to make a difference in Indian country? Because when you're making a difference in Indian country, you're educating the human race. We all have to get on the same page. We shouldn't have to talk about all the negative things that happened to us in the past for us to want to make a difference now. What they did to our children in boarding school. What they did when they surrounded us. What they did at the Sand Creek Massacre. What they did at Wounded Knee. Back, as far as even back into the 70s, as tribal bodies, as human bodies were laying in the cold and Wounded Knee, South Dakota, and left them there like they were a bale of hay. How are we going to treat each other? How are we going to learn to stand up for each other, make it right with one another? Sit here, some of you are walking around all the time being spiritual, but you can't forgive somebody. You can't sit there and encourage somebody. Want to be a medicine man. Can't, your kids are in foster care somewhere, whatever it may be. I'm not talking to everybody, but there's somebody listening right now. You have the opportunity to make a difference. You have the opportunity to change. All the signs are there for you to become a better person. Hey, we all deal with it every day, trying to be a better person on a day-to-day basis. In my own home, with my own children, you know, to be the best father I could be, to be the best husband, to be the best business owner, to be the best resident. You know, we all have challenges every single day. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to share a little bit with you this evening and just talk native to native. Join me next Sunday night. I'll be coming to you on the road. Yeah, I'm on the road somewhere. Speaking of that, want to kind of give you a tour dates. Website's supposed to be up and running here in the next couple of days. December 14th, I'll be with the 1985 quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners, Jamel Holloway. I'll be with him up in the Fort Berthel Indian Reservation on the 14th and 15th, celebrating 30 years of the last time. I mean, celebrating 30 years of their 85 national championship run. The 16th, I'll be in White Shield, North Dakota, at the White Shield East Segment, I believe it's the East Segment, Christmas party. 17th, I'll be with Chante Hart at the LNI, little MC and a little block party. The 18th, I'll be at North Segment up in Newtown, North Dakota, at the Three Affiliated Tribes, at the Chairman's Christmas party. And then on the 19th, I'll close out the week back in Rapid City at the Oglala Sioux Tribe court conference. I'll be the keynote speaker at a court conference. And then I come home, get ready for the holiday. I want you guys to all be thinking about other people out there who are having a rough time this time of the year. They may not have the funding to get Christmas presents. They may be missing somebody, that this could be their first year that they're doing without somebody that they've always been with, or whether it's through breakups or, you know, people passing on. But be thinking about others during this time of the year. I know it's always hard. We want to wish you all the happy holidays. Hope your football team made its bowl game. Hope your football team won its game today. I'm very grateful to have the opportunity to be your host tonight. And I hope some of the things I said stick to some of you as far as offending anybody, you know. I didn't mean to. You can message me and let me know how horrible I was, or you can encourage me. You know, let me know how cool it was this evening. We got to take care of each other. So grateful. I want to thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to, you know, serve and be. I mean, I'm just grateful that you joined me tonight. I'm so proud, and I want to thank you all for just your time tonight. Big shout out to the one and only Mr. Marcus Anthony Gwynn, MC1, One Chance Leadership. We're going to get back out there on the road soon. I want to give our website, onechanceleadership.com. Also, to my new board, or really cool program I got coming up, Rudy Soto, Brandon, Hillenburg, Steven, Zimmerman, Clifford, Al Donnie. Got a really cool thing that's about to go down here in a couple weeks. Also, One CEO Gear, bigcartel.com/CEO. Check out chancerush.com. Get at me on Facebook. Good night.